Something weird. I've been listening to shows this whole weekend, and like this, it's gonna start as you're, it's gonna sound like a dig, but it's actually a compliment in the end. Like, we are a bunch of really weird people, mm-hmm. and like some of us talk to like make voices up, and like we just are just like regular people that talk for hours about like mundane things or really raunchy things. And I don't know, it's a really cool community. And podcasting has become something different, especially in the last year. And I don't know, the Pride 48 community is like really stayed true to kind of what podcasting used to be,
yeah.
or like what kind of it was at one time. And I think it's really cool.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Really weird, make voices up and like talk for hours about like mundane, really raunchy things.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2986. LBFO for Wednesday the 10th of July 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day, and I'm gonna try to catch up on some voice letters. Yes, be pretty. Hello, Moondana's Big Fatty. What the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Moondana's because, y'all, I'm going to tell you about my mundane day here in Fat Acres. Big Fatty, what the hell is mundane? Well, the big liar said it, so it must be true. Y'all, did you hear him say it there at the beginning of today's little show about mundane things? Y'all always said mundane. Big Fatty, well, that's because you've obviously in all these years, you've said it wrong. It must be mundane. Dane, either that or that's what's in the sky over Denmark sometime next week, next two, I say Tuesday, the moon Dane, be you silly. It's true. Y'all, not a whole lot to report to you since I recorded yesterday's little show. Y'all, for my supper, I had bought one of those bagged solids. It was the chopped Caesar salad kit. So, y'all, I had that and ate a few spicy cheese straws with that. And, y'all, it was quite good. It didn't make me nearly as gassy or belchy as I thought it was going to. And then I watched a little bit on the TV machine. And, y'all, then we recorded, but first, the third episode of that. And, y'all, old Cricket Hat's already gotten it published and it's out there for you to go listen to. Yes, me, Penny. And, y'all, let's see who was there. It was old Crooked Hat and me and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and Moose P. Moose P had a brand new micro hoist that he was using, and that Alex Lefebvre. And y'all, it was a nice little show. Y'all, the big news at the end, big news in the spoiler section, Big Fatty. Y'all, you even if you don't like the spoilers, you'll want to hear this. But anyway, y'all, then after that, I took me some more of the IBU friends. And, y'all, I went to bed because, you know, I'm still a little sore from my elderly moment there at the homosexual pool party. last Saturday, but y'all, I am feeling better. And y'all, I am not bruised. I'm happy to report. However, I did see a picture of my mother where she fell and cut her forehead. You know, she's taking the blood thinners and everything. Y'all, it looks like she's been punched in the face from the bruises. But she's not feeling any pain or anything like that. Anyway, it's you know, the thing is, y'all, she didn't want to go to the El Hospitalo, which was Mexican for El Hospitalo. And so, y'all, you know, the thing is, if she had gone to the hospital or if she didn't, like her wishes, y'all, her face was going to be all bruised up because she's 88 years old and on the blood thinners and everything. So anyway, it's not a pretty sight, but she's happy and happily confused, and just keep her away from a mirror, I guess. But anyway, she was all smiles and everything in the picture I saw. But y'all slept pretty well, to tell you the truth. I woke up, I don't know, about midnight, and, because, y'all, I went to bed right after we finished recording, but first, and, woke up, and I think I TT'd. Yes, Big Fatty, were you in the bed still? I don't think so. But y'all, it could be that Sebastian has TT'd, because y'all, his bedspread is hanging out over the railing. Y'all, I didn't know if he was covering up the hammock because he was doing something naughty in it, or if he was just airing out his soil. I don't think he's doing anything naughty in the hammock. Big Fatty, spoiler alert, nothing happened. Anyway, y'all, that I got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all woke up fairly early again, and y'all, I decided I was gonna go ahead and get out and do my nipple walk. Y'all did the long nipple walk Tuesday morning, and came back and had a little breakfast and got my shirt. And y'all, I decided I was gonna turn on my electric heating pad, or my electric what is that? Mattress pad on in the love chamber. And y'all just kind of lay there on that for a little while. So y'all, I did that for a little while. And y'all, now I'm recording the little show a little earlier than normal, because y'all, I'm going to go down and see Sadie of Sadie Shearing Services to give me the shaved heads sides to my noggin. And y'all, then later this evening, y'all, the special guest that's coming in town, y'all, it's Boston Josh. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Boston. Yeah, we do love Boston Josh. And y'all, we're gonna go have a little supper. And anyway, he's on a tour of the East Coast, and y'all decided to come to Charleston, and I invited him. I told him he was welcome to stay here at the Villa, Big Fatty, but he's smarter than that. And so anyway, he's staying near the coal mine, actually. So anyway, we're gonna have a little supper, and it'll be fun just to catch up with him. And y'all, that pretty much has been my boring ass day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, I have an Ask Big Fatty question. Actually, two. So cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pancake?
thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions come to us today from that Gus Chan. Yo, by the way, did you go over to the BFO and see the beautiful artwork that he did on the flower pot? And the,
yes, Big Fatty, in my shirt.
It's true, but it's over there at the BFO. But Gus Chan, what's your questions?
So the first question is, can you guess who this is? And the second question is, why does your voicemail ring and ring and ring and ring before it finally picks up? Why couldn't it just pick up right away? Because you know you're not going to answer it, and it's just going to be leave a message after the beep. So I hope you can answer those two questions for me. Thanks. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all with that, of course, that was Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, we're going to hear a lot of it. We got about 24 more of them. It's true. And Gus Chad, these are excellent, excellent questions. The first question, do I know who this is? Big Fatty, the voice sounded familiar, but I'm not sure I can place it. I think it's Little Maybe's daddy.
Daddy!
That's my guess on that. And as far as the voice letter line, you know, this is probably a question for the technology segment. And you know, there's really only one show that has a technology segment.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And in other words, I have no idea why it doesn't just immediately pick up.
Big Fatty, neither do we!
This is Gus Chad. I'm calling in. I'm wondering, your show is coming to an end soon, and I really think that you need to get yourself an accountant or a fact checker, because there's been some shows that you weren't on, and I want to know if they truly count as Big Fatty shows if Big Fatty isn't on. Kathy Carlisle Huffington is really good at fact checking. Maybe she can determine if you really have done as many shows as you have, or if you haven't. I look forward to hearing what you have to say about that. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Gus Chad. Big Fatty, you're going to say that a lot. I am. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Gus Chad, you do bring up some valid points. That Big Fatty has not been on all of the little shows, but they do count, because the ones you're referring to, I believe, are the Big Fatty appreciation shows that several folks stepped forward and helped Big Fatty with a while back. And, yes, I wasn't necessarily on them, but it was people not intimidating. They were imitating Big Fatty and doing an appreciation show and showing their love, just like you show your love by calling into the new show. And I think they do. I'm going to say they do count. And y'all, a word of explanation here. Gus Chad started calling because he didn't want the little show to end. And, you know, ever since the Pride 48 weekend, when we raised more than $3,000 for Pride 48, the decision was made that the little show would continue. Now, y'all, I still haven't given the the details on that. And we've got, yes, Big Fatty, 13 more. Lucky 13. We have never has the BFO been so lucky. Anyway, after today, I'll have more details coming to you later on about that. But have no fear, Gus Chad. The Loot Show will go on, and y'all are gonna be able to be a part of that. I've kind of put out a little hint here and there, but it'll all be explained as everything moves forward. Yes, Big Fatty, speaking of move forward, move the show forward.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty and a Shrimp's Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second, well, actually, it's our third Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future. Y'all, from my, from a straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and Straight Bob, y'all, in response to my weekend recap where I told about the homosexual cement pond party, he says, dear Big Fatty, today on the little show you mentioned that there was a little hanky-panky at the homosexual old swimming hole party. My question is this, has there ever been a homosexual old swimming hole party, and that there hasn't been any hanky-panky? Thank you for calling. First of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question. It is an excellent question, and Straight Bob, the best way for you to find that out for yourself is to come visit Big Fatty. But anyway, I cannot say in the entirety of homosexual old swimming hole parties, but I can guarantee you that if Big Fatty has been at a homosexual old swimming hole party, there absolutely has been hanky panky. Yesy Fatty. See, y'all, just a couple of things to remind you about. Don't forget, this coming Sunday night, the 14th of July, y'all, we'll have our next State of the Station little show at 8 p.m. in the evening over there at pride48.com. Also, y'all, this week, the Big Brother switches to a Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday schedule. And so, y'all, tonight, the Big Brother will be on 9 p.m. in the evening, Wednesday and Thursday nights, and 8 p.m. on Sunday. And y'all, I got me a Kohl's coupon that I'll share with you, 30% off. If you go online and use your Kohl's card, use the code OUTDOORS30, and that's good from the 12th through the 21st, and you get 30% off Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all can't wait to tell you about having dinner with Boston Josh and y'all, today, Wednesday hump day, y'all, I'll be having lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Big Fatty, you're going to be tubby. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Catching Up. And Big Liar, if for new listeners to the BFO, would you like to kind of just tell them what the BFO is all about?
Really weird. Make voices up and, like, talk for hours about, like, mundane, really raunchy things.
Big Fatty, I still don't know what the hell mundane is.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.